The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 6, let's say it's 7:21. Yeah, I've got the correct time. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So they said that this election that he is only the second one to win two non-consecutive
terms,
right. So can he run for a third term?
No.
Because he's the only one in history that has won three times and is going to do two terms.
Well.
But my thing, too, is we got J.D. Vance, and my 2028 ticket is J.D. Vance and Ron DeSantis.
There you go. I think a lot of people are going to echo that.
It was on this date, 1944, though, FDR won his fourth term.
Was it really four?
Four, yeah.
Wow, because we're in a time of war. Yeah. That's, and then we changed the law after that, right? Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You know, day one, Trump wants to get rid of all the illegals, and he should. But he's got to get rid of the traitors first, Bob. And we're talking about the Hunter Biden, the 51 dishonorable former intel agencies. Those security clearances have got to be revoked, and those people need to be standing tall in front of the man. Unless we start getting rid of and cleaning out, just like Bannon's been saying on the War Room, unless you get that DOJ and you get the FBI and all these alphabet soup agencies, and you've got to clear that thing out, then you start going for Department of Homeland Security, then you get rid of these people. I really hope he doesn't come in here and start just saying, well, all is forgiven, because it's not. These people are seditionists, and they're bordered on traitorous, and we've got to remove that cancer. And I hope
And there's the enemy we see and that we know of, and then there's the enemy we don't see so much of, and all that has to be hopefully effectively dealt with. Agreed. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I don't watch The View, but I've watched it twice. And once was after the results of the 2016 election, and I watched it yesterday. And those women are insane. And there was a lady on there. I don't know her name because I don't watch the show. But I know Whoopi and I know Behar. That's it. But she said that the reason we lost this election, the reason they lost this election, is because of uneducated white women. So that's racism right there. And she didn't mention the fact that 25% increase in black men voting for Trump. You know, she left that out of the equation. And then she had to come back after the break and correct herself. And someone told her, you can't be saying that kind of stuff. And she said, well, when I said uneducated white men, I meant women, white women that don't have a degree, college education. So, you know, the elitism and the racism is alive in this country. And on their side. And, you know, maybe on the other side, too. But there's division in this country, and hopefully Trump can bring this all together.
Well, a lot of it is the vision of the elite leaders, like you say, the talking heads and those in government. But I'm not sure all of the clearly all the people don't buy into that. And hopefully those voices will be diminished as people begin to realize they have no credibility vis-a-vis the outcome of the election. Let's hope. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is we're about to face the next 60 days of the not just the lame duck, but it's the lamest duck presidency of non-productivity in American history. Nothing's going to happen effectively for the next 60 days until Trump's in office. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Lima. What's bugging you?
The corruption and incompetence of Arizona and New Mexico, or Nevada, that still has not been able to get all of their votes in and counted, like the rest of the country.
Yep, and they resisted attempts to try to give them you know, a better system and to kind of remake the way they do things, and they would have none of it. So, yeah, that's that. You know, they've got some work ahead of them, but they have to be willing to do that. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I've been seeing all these people, and I happen to know a lady, an intelligent lady, and they think, I don't know where they get this from, but they actually think that they're, now that Trump won, they're going to be killed, and they're going to be, or they're going to be put in prison or some kind of camp. They literally believe this, and I don't know where they get this from. I've never seen Trump say anything like that. I've never heard any Republican say anything like that. I just don't know where they're getting it from. If you go on YouTube, you can see all kinds of videos. These people are screaming and crying, and they think they're going to, they literally think they're going to be killed.
Yeah, no, they got that from, well, the so-called talking heads or whatever. Yep. That said that, yeah, you're going to be put in concentration camps and all that. And unfortunately, those people don't look for any other sources of information, and so they believe it's very sad. And like you say, mm-hmm. Yeah, even ordinarily what you would consider an intelligent person, it can happen to them too. We see it. Sherry, what's bugging you?
Good morning. I got up so excited yesterday morning, turned on Sky Radio to hear what was going on. And, of course, I was very, very happy. I decided, well, maybe I better go ahead and get my Trump signs down. So I went out there, and guess what?
They were gone.
Stole them, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was so ticked. I like to keep them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're yours and your property, mm-hmm. And that's a crime. You're not supposed to be doing that.
No.
Pizza Man, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, Greg and Bob. One of the things that I noticed right away was that the Democratic Party decided that how they're going to handle the next issues with the Republicans is they're going to start the resistance.
Yeah, you could kind of get that. You could glean that from Kamala's so-called concession speech. We'll dig into that coming up as well. Thanks so much for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Plenty of stuff to talk about between now and then as well as you continue to listen to 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steen Hatchie with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.